Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Luna Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and in today's episode, we're exploring the Pisces new moon. Before we kick off, I just want to say a thank you to everyone who signed up for Celestial Storytelling. We kicked off the course this week. It's been so much fun so far, but I am losing my voice. Two live sessions in a row, me talking nonstop for an hour and a half at a time, and then sitting down to record this week's podcast episode was probably not the right way to go. I will change things next week and record the podcasts before the live session. So if my voice gets a little bit croaky throughout this recording, I do apologize for that. I will hydrate along the way. I won't talk about Celestial Storytelling too much. The people that are in it will know how much fun it's been so far. The people that are not in it, hopefully you will be able to join me in 2025 when we run the course again. All right, so Pisces new moon, two notable things. The first thing is this is the final new moon of this astrological year. And then the next thing is it's the last new moon before we enter eclipse season. Actually, it's the last moon before we enter eclipse season. So the next full moon is in Libra, and that's going to kick off the next eclipse season. We're going to have the Aries solar eclipse. I feel in my bones so deeply that Aries solar eclipse, which I believe is April 9 in the Southern Hemisphere, 8 in the Northern Hemisphere, is going to be epic. That's not to take anything away from the Libra lunar eclipse in 2 weeks' time, but there's something about that April 1 that's going to be really, really big. So do start resting before eclipse season arrives. You've got 2 hours to begin the slowing down process because, as you know, eclipses catapult us forward. Yeah, they bring a lot of unexpected, unpredictable energy. They've got a bit of a Uranus feel to them, even though they've got nothing to do with Uranus. So I always think, like, in preparation for an eclipse season, just really look after yourself, right? Yeah. Okay. So Pisces new moon. Let's talk about dates. The Pisces new moon will take place on Sunday, March 10 at 8 p.m. in Sydney, 9 a.m. in London, and 5 a.m. in New York. It's a super new moon, which means it's very close to Earth and its energy is going to feel extra, extra potent. Now, it's a new moon, so we're not going to see it in the sky. We're not going to see how big it is, but we will feel it, baby. We will feel it. And feel being the operative word. Yeah, it's a watery Pisces new moon, after all. Aside from the emotions, you'll also likely feel waves of creativity, an active imagination, strength in visualization, and increased intuition. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a pretty fantastic combo of things to help you manifest. There are a couple of planets interacting with this new moon, which we'll discuss. The first one is Neptune, which is forming a conjunction with the moon. Now, Neptune rules Pisces, so it's just gonna up the dreamy, poetic, intuitive, and creative vibes of La Luna. The other is Uranus, which is forming a sextile with this moon. And as subscribers of the podcast found out on this week's bonus episode, Uranus has been canoodling with a bunch of planets this week. So we'll talk about both of those aspects, Neptune conjunction and the Uranus sextile, in detail. But first, let's talk about Pisces. You may recall in the Pisces season episode, we spoke about the themes of letting go. Letting go of certainty, letting go of structure, letting go of the world. It's not a very new moon energy to let go. It's very full moon, but we're invited to do it under the energy of this new moon. What would you be capable of creating in your life if you were able to let go, be fluid, trusting, and guided by your intuition? This is what you're being asked to lean into under the Pisces new moon. If you followed your dreams, where would they lead? If you let go of lists and agendas, shoulds and should nots, where would you be guided to explore and expand? What would happen if you let go of logistics and rode the wave to whatever shore you were swept up to? What then? A less poetic way of putting that is follow your heart, listen to your intuition, put your mind and everyone else's expectations to the side, and just as an experiment, see what happens. All right, so Neptune is conjunct this moon. Yes, Neptune is the ruler of Pisces, but also Neptune is the planet of our hopes and dreams. What a wonderful energy to be supporting your new moon intentions. I cannot recommend visualizations more than right now. I think I said that in the Pisces season episode. Amp it up under the Pisces new moon. It's easy, right? Close your eyes, visualize your intention. Boom. That's how easy it is. If you want help, there are hundreds of visualization meditations on Insight Timer. Or if you're an Ascendant subscriber, you will get access to the Pisces New Moon Circle, and we're going to do a juicy visualization meditation in that circle. That's going to drop on Saturday. All right, so that is Neptune. We've also got Uranus sextiling this moon. A sextile is a harmonious aspect. Uranus can be disruptive, right? But that's not usually the agenda when it forms a sextile. Rather, I'm envisioning the ability to consider new out-of-the-box possibilities for yourself. Break through old patterns that keep you attached to the past and alter your consciousness to include new possibilities. Right? So if you're going to visualize an intention for yourself, if you're going to dream big under the Pisces new moon, use the sextile with Uranus to consider new out-of-the-box possibilities for yourself. Do limiting beliefs come up when I ask you to dream big for yourself? If I was to say you can make anything happen under this Pisces new moon, no dreams are too big, your visualizations are beyond powerful, what beliefs surface for you? I want you to be real when you answer that question. And then use the energy of Uranus to break through what's blocking you. The key to that is having an awareness of what the limiting belief is and questioning it. Why the hell do I believe that about myself? Is it a self-worth piece? Do I not feel deserving? Do I not feel enough? Has somebody told me I'm not capable? Do I have a glass ceiling over my intentions? Pisces is of the belief that everything is one. So ask yourself, if you are connected to everything and it's already yours, why are you not living your highest visions? It is possible to have everything you've dreamed of, right? The key, though, is to recognize where you limit yourself. The majority of the time, you are the one placing hurdles and blocks between yourself and your visions. And blocks and barriers can look like many things. Like I said, they can be issues of unworthiness. They can be limiting beliefs of what you think is possible for you. They can be fears of success or failure. What if just this weekend, under the Pisces new moon, you let go of all of that? Have faith in yourself. Have faith in your connection to universal consciousness and just observe what happens. That's going to be trickier for some of you than for others. All right, let's have a look at some ways we can work with the Pisces new moon. Bring creativity and grace to everything you do under this new moon. Think of the energy this weekend as a beautiful painting that you're living in. See the beauty in everything. Allow dreamy filters to adorn your vision. And find creative activities that light you up, right? The weekend is a perfect time to be lazing and daydreaming under a Pisces new moon. Be open to, this one isn't for everyone, but be open to guidance from the spirit world. If this isn't your thing, let it go. But Piscean energy creates a beautiful channel between this world and the spirit world. And with the Neptune conjunction, it's going to open up that channel. It's a really beautiful time to consider communicating with loved ones that have passed or asking for guidance from your spiritual team. Take note of your dreams. I've had a lot of readings this week where people have recounted their vivid dreams. That is because it is Pisces season. They're likely to amp up this weekend. Remember, dreams are trying to deliver messages to you from your subconscious, which is ruled by Pisces. So it's less about like what's actually happening in the dream and more about the feelings and the emotions that you're experiencing in the dream. Speaking of dreaming, allow yourself to daydream. I've already said it in this episode, but visualization is a powerful tool when it comes to manifesting, and new moons are the perfect time to block out a chunk of the day to really daydream about a future you desire. Yeah, get caught up in the fantasy. Allow yourself to feel it in your body without questioning it or rationalizing it. If it was me, actually it is me, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do this weekend. I'm going to find a really beautiful tree in the shade somewhere because it's still a bazillion degrees in Byron Bay. I'm going to lie under the tree. I'm going to be nice and comfortable. I might even take a little pillow with me. And in an Alice in Wonderland type dreamscape, I'm going to lie down under the tree, I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to visualize what I want for myself over the next 12 months. And it's not visualizing it as if it's separate to you, it's visualizing yourself in it, as if it is your life. All right? On Insight Timer, I found a really good visualization quantum meditation. You know, I've been speaking about those a lot lately. I found a really, really good one. I'm going to link it in the show notes of this episode. Give that a try. See how you go. It's free. If you don't have Insight Timer, it's a free meditation app. So I will put the link in the show notes of this episode. All right, my loves, that is your Pisces new moon episode. My voice held out. Thank Lordy Lord. Natal chart readings are limited at the moment while I'm running celestial storytelling, but there is some availability in April. If you are part of celestial storytelling, don't forget that you guys get a discount to natal chart readings. And if you haven't had a reading with me and you're doing the course, I do recommend that you book yourself in for one. Subscribe to the podcast. Do you want to do that? You guys can. You get a bonus episode every week. Every Monday, we walk through the astrology of the week and how you can work with it. Ascendant subscribers also get access to a new moon and a full moon circle every month. And I also answer questions exclusive to subscribers in a special close friends list on Instagram. Oh, as for celestial storytelling, there is a lot of people asking me when I'm running it again. She who does not like to commit to anything cannot give you a date, but I imagine I will run it again in early 2025. Level 2 will be running this year in July. If you are listening to this podcast and you are kicking yourself for not having signed up to Celestial Storytelling and you really want to this round, like 2024, you have missed the live session of week 1. But if you send me an email, I will allow last minute signups. You'll get to watch the recording of week 1 and you'll get the workbook, and then you can join us from week 2 onwards. My email, if you do want to do that, is jordana@jordanalevine.com. All right, my loves, until next week, I'm Jordana Levine and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.